Welcome to all of you to this PEB Adhesive Limited
Hello.
H2 and FY26 earnings con call. On behalf of Arihant Capital Limited, I would like to thank the management of PEB Adhesive Limited for giving us this opportunity to host this call. Joining us today on the call is Mr. Gaurav Vitilani, Managing Director of the company. I just want to hand over the call to Krisha. Thank you. You can start.
Before we begin with the opening remarks, a quick announcement for the attendees. So, as a part of Safe Harbor, I would like to inform you that this call may contain certain forward-looking statements and should view in conjunction with the risk and all the uncertainties of the company's matters. Also, as a part of compliance, please note this call will now be recorded. I will now hand over to Mr. Gaurav for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much for the introduction. Hi all, I'm Gaurav Vitlani, Managing Director of PEB Adhesives Limited. A very warm welcome to all of you for our first ever earning call. So we just got listed in December and this is our first earning call ever for the company. So before we start with the results highlight, I would like to briefly, introduce our company to everybody. We are PEB Adhesives Limited. We've been engaged in manufacturing of solvent-based adhesives for over past four decades, catering to various industries like furniture, furnishing, flooring, foam, insulation, upholstery, etc. Many more. Alongside our core solvent-based adhesive profile, we are also expanding our base in water-based adhesives for a couple of applications where we see a trend shift of, environmental friendly products. Over these years, we've built a long-standing relationship with our customers through consistent product quality, customized formulation, and just-in-time supply. Currently, we operate with an installed capacity of 3,600 tons per year in our Taloja manufacturing facility with a healthy utilization levels. To support our next phase of growth, we are setting up a new manufacturing plant in Khalapur. That's an additional capacity of 4,950 tons, totaling both the capacities to 8,550 tons per year. Now, coming to financials, PEB has delivered 12.7% revenue growth, driven by strong volumes and product mix. Volume sold for the year in tonnage is 2,866 tons of adhesive. That is 79.60% of capacity utilization. Our EBITDA margin stands at 17.87%, supporting higher profitability. PAT rose from 13.40% to 13.58% in the current financial year. Going forward, our focus will be on expanding geographical penetration. We have a strong presence in western part of India, and through our increased dealer distribution channel and manpower, we are planning to expand and the foothold phase-wise, first in north and south, and then gradually pan-India basis. We also have a great export penetration. We've been exporting our products to Middle East since past 15, 16 odd years. And now we have a dedicated team of one person right now, and one more person is joining. They both are higher level persons and with a great experience in adhesive field for deeper penetration. So one takes care of the retail marketing side of it, and the second person who's joining, he takes care of the OEM sector. So this is about the company, and with that we can now begin the Q&A and you can start, any questions with respect to financial performance or something. Thank you.
So, dear participants, we will be starting with the Q&A section of the call. If you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand feature available. We will announce your name on the call, post which you can proceed with your question. We will now wait for a minute while the question queue assembles. We will take our first question from Mr. Vineet. Kindly introduce your name and the firm you represent before asking the question. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. I am Vinit from Toro Wealth Managers, a SEBI registered Category 3 AIF firm based out of Pune. Sir, my question is re with respect to the revenue growth that you have done in this year. I mean, I want to understand if it was primarily volume driven or was it a reflection of the price hike passed due to the input cost movements?
Hi, Vineet. It's a great question. So it was purely driven on volume based because the price hike, whatever has happened in this financial year. It's starting from April. Because for us, the price implementation, the price hike started, in late Feb or March. And, we being in the more of a retail space, we have to have few stocks and we have to support our clients. We have a good industrial base also. So there I cannot overnight increase the price. So whatever price implication you will see in the coming financial year. So last financial year was volume driven based.
And the volume growth would continue this year as well,
Of
right?
course it would, because we've increased our sales team, and so you will see a lot of volume growth coming from newer geographies. And current also, the market is growing at 7-8, but we grow at around 11-12 in average wherever, we don't even put efforts to sell. Still, the market is growing at 11 to 12%. And generally, what happens during such times, many of the smaller players eliminate from the market. And that portion of business comes to the organized sector, which are the top three, top four, depending, in the market.
Understood, sir. And sir, what is the percentage of the price hike that has been done?
Percentage of the price hike varies from product to product, ranging from 12% to 24%.
Okay. And if we compare it with our current blended mix of all the product mix that we do,
So average, if you see, it should be around 13 to 14%.
13 to 14%. Got
Yes.
it, sir. And the second question is with respect to the decision that you take while selecting any new greenfield project. What are the ROC thresholds and the payback period that you generally target, sir?
Sorry, can you come again?
I'm asking what are the general ROCE thresholds and the payback periods that you target while selecting for any new greenfield projects or any new expansion that
See,
you
generally
take?
what happens is the newer plant which we are putting, it's a 4-acre plant and we'll be doing it phase wise. So any new growth what we see or any new capex what we do, we generally see to it that within 3 to 4 years we have that ROI in place. And to answer your previous question also with respect to the volume growth, last year we did 2,487 tons. This year we did 2,865 tons, approximately.
Understood, sir. That is really good. And sir, my last question is with respect to your current expenditures. I mean, the current nature of expenditures, which is if you can mention how much do you spend annually on marketing, branding, and channel partner incentives, and is there any intent to sign a big brand ambassador as well?
Great. So, to be very frank, we are right now at the stage where my major part of the growth will come from the people. So, whatever spending we are doing is only on hiring right now. Marketing, we spend very little comparative to any other brands in the market, which are in the top three, top four league. Because our main focus right now is top line, bottom line growth, and geographical penetration. So there are major part of expenses come from the people where we are hiring people, and that's where the expenses are going towards. Second, with respect to brand ambassador, I guess we are too early to do that because unless I have that national reach, I don't think there is any point of spending on brand ambassador. So yes, we'll be doing that, but I guess this is not the correct time, probably 3 years, 4 years down the line, where we have that proper penetration and reach. That time it would be viable for us to do that.
Got it, sir. So thank you for answering my questions. All the
Most
best.
welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. We will now take next question from Mr.
Sorry?
We will now take next question from Mr. Dhaval Pandya.
Hi, am I audible?
Hi, Raval.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Myself, Dhaval Pandya from Arisa India Strategies. I have
Good evening.
a few questions. Given that solvent-based adhesive currently generates 99% of your revenue, what is the projected breakdown of your product portfolio over next few years, like 3 to 5 years?
What is the? I didn't get your question right. Sorry.
So, given that solvent-based adhesives currently it generates 99% of your revenue, what is the projected breakdown of the product portfolio over 3 to 5 years?
See, solvent-based adhesive is our core business, and right now, wherever geographical presence also will make, so main focus would be that. Furniture is the water-based adhesive. What we talk about are more of furniture adhesive, which is white adhesive. Right, and there we have a good dominance, or we've started geography-wise for that product is exports and not domestic. So domestic, we are looking for a right team, and right now we do some business from domestic market, but that is from my current channel of dealer distribution network. So we need to have a dedicated team for white adhesive and water-based adhesives. So down the line, you may see a product mix of 70-30 in next 3 years, and probably it's a bigger market. So in next 7 to 8 years, you might see 50-50%.
Okay, and one more. So what are your top three raw material inputs and how have their price behaved over the past few quarters?
See, our top raw materials are synthetic rubber. There are two grades, that is polychloropane and SBS, what we use. And other than that, are resins and solvents. Solvents, we've seen a very disruptive pricing since past, very volatile after the war situation. And but the scenario is not only for us, right? It is for everybody who's present in this industry, big, small, whoever players they are. So yes, there has been a cost impact, and those costs eventually is bear by the client. And the price, implication with respect to us and competition, few competitors have stock, few don't. So, it's just a 15-day gap, because solvent, what happens is solvent, everybody in the industry, depending on their manufacturing capacity, they have a limited storage capacity of solvents. So no one can store solvents for more than 10 to 15 odd days. That is also on a higher side. So generally, it's a week cycle. But being a bit conservative, we see that if someone has a larger storage capacity, it's maximum 10 to 15 days. So yes, the pricing have gone up, but ultimately those all pricing have to be passed on to the client, and they have to bear it.
Okay, understood. And one last question. So,
Please.
water-based adhesive represents minor share in your current revenue. Are you currently experiencing any tangible shift in consumer preferences towards these eco-friendly options?
No, we are not. See, there's one application which is flooring, where we see, and where we expertise, and we have a channel and we have network. So in that particular vertical, we are seeing a trend shift on a minor scale, and we are ready with the product. Second shift, where we see from transition from a solvent based to a water based, is mattress industry. And that is also not to a larger extent. The industry size for the shifted water-based clients is very little, but we are planning to, we are working on getting the product ready in that vertical as well, so that whenever there's a trend shift, we don't lose out to that business. So water-based
Okay.
adhesives, with respect to trend shift, we work on a trend shift basis. So if we see a trend shifting from a solvent-based or one polymer to other, then we have to be ready in the same category or same channel what we do. So there we have to be ready with the counter product, so that the market share is not gone.
Okay, understood. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dhaval.
Thank you. We will now take next question from Mr. Aditya. You are not audible.
Am I audible now?
Yes,
Yes, you can go ahead.
good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thanks, Aditya. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I just wanted to understand that, I can see that our geographical presence is mostly in Maharashtra, almost 64%.
Right.
Do we see any signs of slowdown in in the state economy that can affect us overall? And do we have any plans to expand on the east side and north side of the country?
So I guess you missed the earlier conversation. So our main focus right now is to remove the geographical dependency what we have on Maharashtra. I will not call it dependency. We are very, very, we have a very strong foothold when it comes to brand recall in Maharashtra. So Maharashtra, you go to any foam outlet, any hardware, you will see our product there on shelf ready. So we have a great penetration here, and most of the business is a brand recall business. So it is very difficult. And Maharashtra, we have earlier, when I entered business, we had 100% dependency on Maharashtra, not 64. We are 100% dependency on Maharashtra and four or five clients. So we, today we have 455 plus active clients on board. And yes, our main focus is to penetrate and, be a global player, not just pan India player. So we are working on both the sides where we are working on strengthening our base in different geographies, like you said. So first two phases, what we are doing is north and south both. So we have sales team also in place, and we are, also recruiting new guys wherever, however required. And we are doing a small pilot when it comes to our main vision of going D2R. So we are planning to set up a warehouse in Rajasthan, where we'll be catering to each and every client from the company itself. So we'll have our own warehouse and own a different GST number under the same name. And we are trying that pilot model so that we have a deep penetration there. So yes, our main focus is now to increase our geographical base pan India.
Okay, sir. So just to follow up on that question, I saw one of the exchange filing of yours that you had attended, or some of your team member had attended an event in Middle East. So what are the plans in the Middle East? With the current disruption, with the current war, the economic slowdown. So how are we looking at that? If you can shed
Opportunity.
some light. And sir, really appreciate that you are keeping us updated with the latest filings.
No,
Thank you.
great. But we see this as an opportunity. See, whenever these kind of situation comes, right, people generally get scared. Yes, what will happen is today we have a dedicated person there. In fact, we did a new hiring in GCC, and that person is supposed to join in June 3rd week. He also comes from a very well experienced background. He has a adhesive selling experience, techno commercial experience of 15 plus years in that region itself. So we've onboarded him for our OEM sales of the white adhesive, where our new focus is. And we see this as an opportunity. See, it's a temporary slowdown. Whenever you see these kind of situations now, we feel nothing is permanent. And we've always seen GCC coming up 10 times stronger whenever there are crises. So you look at 2008, or you look at any crisis which have come earlier, they have fought back very, very beautifully, and they have come back with 10 times the speed what they were earlier. So we are, very positive on that front. And yes, there will be temporary. A quarter or two, you would see that sales are slow, but down the line, we are looking at next 10-year picture, and next 10-year we see it is very rosy there.
Okay, sir, that's great. Sir, just to follow up on that, and then I'll join back the queue. Is the person that we have hired or the team that we had hired had already had experience in this segment, particularly the adhesive sides? And what are the qualifications? If you can share, just.
See, he has not yet joined, so I would not be able to disclose, because he's given us a formal approval and he's resigned from the ex company. So once he is on board, I'll give you a clear pitch on that.
Sure, sir. I'll wait for the exchange filing
Yes,
and
yes.
I'll join back the queue for the
Right.
more questions.
Thank you. We will now take next question from Mr.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you
Hi,
so much for
Darshan.
taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a good set of results, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, just wanted to know that we've given, I think, a guidance of 25% to 30% growth, but the last 2 years we've not been able to reach that level, right? So what gives us the confidence in terms of achieving this guidance, sir?
See, as I, as I spoke earlier, we've seen that the growth comes from people, right? So till last 2 years, we were a family business. We still are a family managed business, but looking to convert into corporate in the next one decade. And we were the only family members who were managing everything, right? From sales to to A to Z, without a team member. So we started hiring since past 1 year, and in this 1 year, we've analyzed that getting right people on board would multifold your presence, your brand, and the top line as well. So why am I confident? Because now we are very clear that we have a concrete roadmap for the next 10 years with respect to products, with respect to the industry what we are targeting. So just to elaborate on that, we are looking at being a adhesive manufacturer where whatever, wherever, with respect to our home and interior adhesives are concerned, every adhesive should be under RKT or in the basket. So if you are refurbishing your home, right from flooring, furniture, wall cladding, wallpaper, all the adhesives should be there in RKT. That is our main focus, except tile adhesives, because tile adhesives fall into construction chemical division, which we don't look to venture into for the next one decade.
Okay, fair enough, sir. So, sir, when you say this is mostly going to be people, so we are majorly a B2B company, right? So, therefore, so this is good. Our plan is going to be increased distribution or marketing spend or something. What are the strategy in that way, like we are looking at, sir? Like, how do, because I'm
See, I would
assuming.
like to differ that, see, B2B and B2C na, is a very thin line when it comes to industrial products. If you look at it as a B2B, I look at it as a B2C, because we do it via dealer distribution channel. We have four verticals of business. One is dealer distribution channel when it comes to retail hardware stores. One is retail channel when it comes to foam and allied applications. One retail channel is flooring and allied applications. And same replicates to industries where we have distributors who distribute the same category of products to smaller OEMs. So broader prospect, we look at it as a B2C, B2B brand both. So that is the reason we call it D2C and D2R approach, which is direct to consumer and direct to retail. So it is slash. So D2C slash D2R. So it's a combination of both, and it's more of a, we want to venture into and space where we are called, a product is sold by a brand. Like, wherever you think that, you have to do a flooring at your house, a vinyl or a carpet, you should call for Floorbond and not for anything else, which is a dedicated category of adhesive in our, which is a sub-brand of Spec 7, where you know that, this Floorbond is for flooring. So that's how we are targeting our clients and trying to, brand the entire company around it.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, I just wanted to understand, like, we are going to more than double our capacity. Right now, also, I think we are at around 80% utilization.
Seven, yeah,
So,
80%, yeah.
yeah, I think, yeah, 75, 80%. So, I just wanted to know that new capacity, how quickly can we ramp it up? Like, what would be that phase, and how much have we spent to, increase this capacity, sir?
See, right now we are increasing the additional capacity is 4,950 tons. Out of that, 1,500 tons would be water-based adhesive, which is the white adhesive, what we are talking about for furniture industry. And balances are traditional solvent-based adhesives. Now, why more of a solvent-based and less of a water-based is right now water-based adhesive, we are outsourcing it. We are not manufacturing by ourselves. So here there are two key things when it comes to manufacturing or doing a backward integration. One is the quality check, where there's no variation in quality. Right now also we are not facing any such problem, but still we as a manufacturer are comfortable that products are made in-house rather than are outsourced. And second is the margin, where we save on 8 to 9% or probably around 8 to 12% of the cost if we manufacture ourselves rather than getting it outsourced.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So just what? So then the ramp up of capacity is going to happen by when, sir?
So that will
Like.
do it. See, first capacity is only this. We have a 4-acre plant. We'll be utilizing only around 20-30,000 square feet out of 1,60,000 square feet. So whatever newer development with respect to the categories what we are planning to venture, like epoxy and XYZ, so that would be an additional that would be a phase-wise development and phase-wise growth.
Okay. Yeah. The only reason I was asking is that because I'm assuming we are nearly at the current capacity, we are at our optimum levels, right? 80%. So the additional growth is going to come from the newer capacity. So this full year we'll have the new capacity, right? So that our, target can be met,
So
sir.
our new capacity would be ready by year end, because the land is still under acquisition. With acquisition should be completed by next month because of the licensing issues with government. So there's no back delay from our end. It is a government licensing problem. It's a 15-acre land. We bought a 4-acre parcel out of the 15-acre land. So the separation of the land takes a lot of time. There are two government bodies involved. And that is what took time, but everything is through now, and we should see that by next month end we should be ready with the complete acquisition and start with the work there. And talking about the constraint with respect to capacity, as I told you, we are working on single shift right now. So if solvent based I want to increase the capacity, we can do it in-house here. The only problem what we face here is the space constraint with respect to finished goods. So for that we are doing a warehousing, as I told you. We are putting up a warehouse in Rajasthan, and so that is the model which will cater to where stocks would be shifted to warehouses, so there is no stock constraint also or space constraint as well.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, just a small suggestion, if we could, give quarterly updates and quarterly calls, now that would be really helpful because, this is a very volatile time in 6
I am
months,
absolutely comfortable with that.
Yeah, so that would be really helpful, sir.
No, see, for us now, compliance per se, we are 6 monthly, but in-house we do quarterly only. So my CAs also, we have instructed them that I need quarterly data. I need quarterly working on the accounts so that we are also, well synced with our vision and goal that yes, we are achieving the targets what has to be achieved. We are maintaining the top line. We are maintaining the bottom line. If I don't do it quarterly, I'll not be able to push myself.
Okay,
So, in
very
fact,
fair, sir.
internally, we do monthly and with respect to top line and bottom line both. But if you need quarterly updates, I can give you quarterly updates. Not a problem.
That would be really helpful to the investor community,
Yes,
sir.
of course, of course. I
Yeah.
understand.
So just last question, sorry for my end. I'm taking a lot
No,
of your
please.
time. But yeah, so the Q1, like due to the war, how would we look at it, like in terms of H1, Q1? Because
We are
we
also still
had some.
wondering that. We are still about, last month also we see, because we are so tied up with respect to just managing and organizing everything. We had our first yearly results also, so we are yet to evaluate on that front. But we are also looking that how this quarter is going. Right now the demand for the first month was a bit slow. This month is probably good. We on a good note, we exported one container of non-haz. So hazardous items are not being allowed to export, but the white adhesive category, which is a non-haz category, are allowed to export. So we just exported one container, and except Dubai, Oman, that is Sohar port, is open. So we have a haz container going to Sohar one. So things we are also taking things as they are coming. So this quarter we'll also evaluate now that how this quarter is going to go. So we'll have a clear picture by month end.
Okay, it can be similar to what our previous year would have gone, right? Matlab, not because we had some price hike, some volume loss, so Can it be
So,
similar?
see, because of the price hike, whatever top line will grow, that will grow. See, that is not a question. But ultimately, we don't look at a price hike as as a top line growth, right? We need actual tonnage growth when it comes to actual growth.
Oh, fair enough, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. So all
Yeah.
the best, sir. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now take next question from Miss Aisha.
हेलो
हाय आशा गौरव हियर
हेलो कैन यू हियर मी
या यू आर ऑडिबल
या हाय 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 आई एम अर्पित फ्रॉम वॉलफर्ड फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज. सो
हाय
आई हैड अ कपल ऑफ क्वेश्चंस.
प्लीज
सो द फर्स्ट वन वाज बिकॉज अ लार्ज पोर्शन ऑफ सॉल्वेंट बेस्ड
Hi Arpit, you are not audible.
Hello.
Yeah, you are audible now.
Wasn't I audible earlier?
No, you were not.
Okay. So my question is, since a large portion of solvent-based raw material is Hello? Hello?
Yeah, now you are audible again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess there's some issue. Yeah, so my question was these solvent products that you use are tied to crude oil derivatives. So what is the time lag that company usually takes to pass on the inflated prices to the end user?
See, generally what happens, ma'am, is that any manufacturer, at least we follow that principle that whenever there is a price hike, we have that 3 to 5% of buffer. Where, because there is not one solvent which goes into this, there are a couple of solvent mixtures which goes, and not all the solvents have the similar price implication. And if you see the price hike in the solvents earlier, few solvents rose by 40%, few rose by 200%. Right, so it's a combination of the solvent which goes into manufacturing medicine. So there we also, and every product for us has a different combination of solvents. Right, so we have that, we take an average price and keep a buffer of couple of percentage, so that sometimes I would go 2% below, sometimes I'll go 2% up in that particular month, but we have that buffer margin. So whenever we try to increase the price, we see to it that the price increases longitude, because for a dealer, distributor, or an end user, or bigger OEMs, it is difficult to take a price approval again and again. So we have that buffer generally, and we work with that margin. In case of emergency, we have that 15-day window.
This seems fair, but my question is, even with the buffers, so usually
15 days,
you all would
15
be
days.
expecting a buffer within a range, right? A range of two
Right.
numbers.
So above that
And
range,
but
if there is something, it takes around 10 to 15 days for a price implication.
okay.
Yeah.
And I had one more question.
Please.
In spite of the raw materials price rising, we've seen a growth in EBITDA margin.
Yeah, EBITDA margins would have been better if last month, that is March, wouldn't have gone haywire. So this EBITDA is considered, considering the March price increase, where we didn't pass on any prices to the client, right? So in fact, for us, the EBITDA margin is lower side. First 6 months, the EBITDA margin was 15.5%. So if you
Okay.
see, if you compare that, the EBITDA has gone down. Not the EBITDA, the PAT, sorry. The PAT has gone down because of the last month being a bit difficult.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We will now take next question from Miss Aisha.
Hi,
Hello,
ma'am.
am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You are not audible.
Hello. Yes, now you are.
So could you break down how much of the FY29 revenue as
Sorry.
We will move on to the next question since she's not audible. We will take next question from Mr. Akhilesh.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, Akhilesh. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, Gaurav sir. Yeah, thanks for this opportunity and sorry, like I joined just a little bit late. I have a couple
No,
of
no.
questions. Yeah, just in case you already answered, you can ignore them. So the first question, yeah, is with respect to the so what I would rather call as retail versus institutional as a breakup of the end consumer. Not customer, but consumer. So, how much percentage of our revenue would be
So
like used by?
76.23% to be precise is from retail dealer distribution channel, and
Okay.
16.7% is from the industry, that is direct customers, what you're talking
Okay, excellent. And what will be our future focus? It will be the branded business, you're saying, which is a retail.
about. See, future focus, I'll tell you a few industries. You know, there's an industry shift in few products where the smaller retailers are, deteriorating with respect to because the consumer shift is happening in couple of buying process. What we see that is suppose people like you and me now don't go to a regular home store to make a sofa or make a mattress. We would probably buy a ready-made mattress or a ready sofa. So that shift is happening in the industry. So there our shift will also change with respect to positioning or having a sales vertical there. Like I'll have more of OEM distributors rather than retail distributors in that front. So there that retail shift will come. Otherwise, if you go to see our we are on the side, we are planning to launch a couple of products which are core retail, hardware retail. So
Okay.
the basket overall, if you see my retail dominance would be there because that is our first and foremost priority to be a retail brand. So there we'll always have an overage with respect to the retail distribution and industry if you go to see.
Okay. So on similar lines, in terms of penetration towards the branded business, so how much are we also relying doing like on the ground things like influencer marketing in the sense that I would say like promoting it to carpenters
That's a good
people of the
question. That's a good question. We started that. Now, my entire sales team, what we have, the OEM distribution generally happens in that fashion where, they have to go to the actual end user, get the product approved, and get it done. So that is one part of it. Second part is influencer marketing, which will be starting very soon because first I need my sales team to be in place entirely. Once that is in place, then step by step, we start doing that. So yes, our key focus is that, and we'll be doing that in coming down the line.
Okay, then sir, the other question is on competition. Do we like who are our major competitors you would consider? Like, is MYK Laticrete a competitor? Jyothy Resins a
No,
competitor?
Laticrete won't be my competitor. Jyothy Resins would be there in my white. See, the best part is Jyothy Resins is only into white adhesive, which is woodworking, right?
Okay.
And they are not in the other segments where we are present. So in that particular vertical, yes, they are my competitors. In other vertical, Astral and Nerofix and Polygrip, they are my that is Atul Industries. So they have a polymer division as well. So they are my competitors. Few verticals, Pidilite is our competitor with few products. So there's a range of competition. But if you talk about top four, these are the top four.
So Astral Adhesives is also solvent-based, you mean to say? Or
Yeah,
water?
they have the entire range, in fact. They are like us, they have the entire range of products, they have a de dedicated polymer division. where they have white adhesive, solvent-based adhesive, woodworking adhesive, epoxy, everything.
So is it not, is this not a saturated space, sir, for us to like get a market share like significantly? What is your take?
In fact, you see the India population, and there are only four players we are talking about. So there is no saturation. There is enough room for everyone to have business. One more fact I'll tell you. If you see the top line difference between player number one versus all the rest, that is me, Atul, Astral, or XYZ, whatever, Pidilite is still the market leader, dominating 75% of the market share in the entire category of adhesives. So there's a lot of room to for everybody to grow. So there's nothing where we cannot grow.
Okay. Fine. And while we are saying that we are doing water-based by purchasing from outside, not doing the manufacturing in-house, but I believe our water-based share is low, right? Like 1-2% or something of the end sales.
Yeah. Because we just started that a couple of years ago, a year or two back.
So it would have its own gestation period. Is it correct in terms of adoption in the market for the water-based brands?
See, any new product, see, even if I take my current line of products where we have, you know, I have my master product, which is my spare, the green color tin, we have a 64% sales from Maharashtra. We have around 30-35% market share. But there also, if that same product, if I take it to a different geography, people will have a different mindset. So there also the acceptance would be not that fast. Right. So every new product, whatever we do, there will see ultimately the product is going to speak. We just have to be there in that space, keep on hammering the clients, and eventually some part of business does transfer. If our product is right, if the pricing is right, if the strategy is right. So it takes time, obviously, as you said, it is not going to happen overnight. But if we are consistent, yes, things turn out to be good. If the product is right. So base is the product.
Okay. And just last two more questions.
Please.
So interesting would be to know the case, like what if prices fall of the solvents, let's say across the board. So does the market also price the end products lower? What is your take?
Of course they do. Na? See, if there is a, see, these kind of price disruptions happen once in a decade or 15 years. It is not every time. So in general case, crude prices keep on going up and down, but they're not at this level where you see solvent price going 100% up or 200% up, right? So these are difficult situations where if there is a price decrease also, yes, we pass on. But there again, you know, sometimes market absorbs an extra percent or two. That is how we've been improving our PAT and EBITDA margins, where whenever there's this kind of, you know, difficult situation, and there is a price downfall, we keep that extra 1-2% margin, and that every manufacturer does. Okay. So there the bottom line becomes more healthy.
Okay. Then regarding the export business, why UAE? Any specific reason?
It is not only UAE, we are doing GCC. There's a difference between UAE and GCC.
Yeah.
We do GCC as a whole. So we do Saudi also. We supplied one container. We just started Saudi, appointed one distributor. We are talking to one more there. So we do Saudi, we do Oman, we do Bahrain. Bahrain, we did a very, very small portion of business. But Bahrain today is very disruptive. So, you know, the demand is not that great. But going forward, if you see Oman, Saudi, they are also great market with UAE. So we have presence in UAE also, Oman also, and Saudi also. So it is entire GCC what we are focusing on. We have other geographies also where we try to focus, and we are working on those fronts as well.
Okay, when fine. It comes to exports. And last question. So if I look at Pidilite, while it might not be very comparable, so Pidilite has higher gross margins. When I say gross margins, so it's like based on the raw material differential with the price of the product, like slightly higher, 50% of the sales is raw material cost in Pidilite, whereas ours is like 60%. So what would you, at 68% is the raw material cost. So what would you attribute the difference?
If you can give me an apple to apple bifurcation with respect to product category, then I would be in a better position to tell you that answer. But entire adhesive business of Pidilite has two verticals, adhesive and construction chemical. So, and that entire business is, and epoxies as well. So, entire business comes under Pidilite, right? So they have epoxies, they have waterproofing, they have white adhesive, they have solvent-based adhesive. So they have different, they have the craft adhesives, what they have. So they have a wide range of adhesives there. Few adhesives, they have margin of 1000% when it comes to smaller SKUs, like you see Fevikwik. They have great margins there. Few products, they have lower margins. So if you average that out, so that is how they derive on these margins.
I mean to say, if we compare with Astral Adhesives, etc., also, I mean, it is private, but like, are we priced slightly lower as a value alternative? Something like that, I just wanted to ask in
So
the
we would
market.
always be lower because of two main reasons. Right now we don't have that fleet of people, and whatever, and you know, with the vision what we have, we'll be selective. You know, my people would be expensive, but we'll be very, very selective in hiring people where one person can, you know, has that command to generate more business than having a fleet of people generating the same amount of business. So coming back to cost, yes, we are on an advantage because we don't have the fleet size of people. Point number one. Second, my purchase is very strong because we do immediate payment purchase to all our vendors, where we save couple of percentages on my purchase part of it.
Okay. Fine, sir. Yeah. Thanks for your time. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now take next question, next follow-up question from Mr. Aditya.
Good afternoon, sir. Again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask again, sir. So these are quarterly, and these issues will come and go. But sir, I wanted to understand that, you know, how our vision is. Matlab, how do we see the company growing from here in about 5 to 10 years? How are we looking at our
Now
overall?
that is what a question what you know I was expecting. So as I told you, we are focused on you know, interior applications. So our entire vision and focus for the next 10 years is we want to have every product in the basket which goes into your home office interiors, right? Flooring adhesives, mattresses, sofas, furniture, cladding, I mean, you know, marble cladding, stone cladding, there you need epoxy. So that is one product, you know, eventually will be targeting. Wallpaper adhesives, it's a big market, unexplored, and not many organized players are there. And, you know, it's still that economical side of the products what work on. But globally, there are many products who work very beautifully on the wallpaper side. So that is one key, you know, which in this financial year end, by year end, you should say we should be ready with a beautiful. We already have a product, but we are still working on, you know, glorifying that with respect to application. So next 10 years, we have a vision that, you know, each and every adhesive which goes into your home interior applications should, we should have those. And every channel of sales, wherever we can push this product, we should have every channel of sales present with respect to that. So next 10 years, our entire focus would be setting up our own warehousing pan India, and you know, the distribution we would like to take the control ourselves, because every distributor has their own limitation with respect to CapEx. Every distributor has couple of brands in their kitty. Some geographies we are a bit late, so A or B level of distributors are already taken. So, you know, to minus all those, we would prefer to do a D2R or a D2C kind of a module. Pilot we are starting from coming month in Rajasthan, as I told you. And if that pilot is successful in next 2 quarters, we will start implementing that pan India with people.
So that's really great to hear, and I hope you achieve whatever the ambitions of the company
Thank
and
you
all
so
are.
much, Aditya.
Sir, also just a follow-up and my last question for the day, sir. What is the pricing difference between us and the top player that we are into the segments? Is there any certain pricing difference? Because sir, I've seen a lot of product being used or spab in Bombay when I used to come there. So that's how this company came on radar. Sir, if you can just shed some light on this, and thank you so much, sir, for answering all my
No,
questions.
so I'll answer this question. So Aditya, Maharashtra, na, we are the trendsetters with respect to pricing, right? So if unless and until I increase the price, or you know, so competitors follow our price. When it comes to rest of the geographies, we follow whoever is the market leader there. So if in one category the market leader is Pidilite, so we have to be cheaper than them. If other sector the market leader is Astral, so we cannot be cheaper than them, but we have to be at par or you know a bit cheaper. So it depends penetration wise, product category wise. But except of Pidilite, we don't you know none of the A-line players have a huge price difference. It would be a 2% or 5% max. Pidilite and us always have 20 to 25% price gap because they work on different margins. Their penetration is different. And vis-a-vis all the clients. So all the A-line, me, Astral, Nerofix, which is Nerolac. So these all have a price, similar price range category pan India. Except Pidilite, everyone is on under the same price range approx. Only the organized people I'm talking about, not the unorganized sector.
Okay, sir, that's really great to hear, and all the best, sir. I hope that you organize the call in the next quarter, or
Thank you so much.
hope to see you again.
Thank you, dear participants. Due to time constraints, this was the last question. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Gaurav for his closing remarks.
Guys, thank you so much for taking time and joining our earning call, and for the continued support and trust you know showed in SPEB. And I'm sure after this meeting you have a great insight of what we actually do, since you know it was our first interaction. So I'm sure you know what exactly we do, what are our visions coming down the line in next 10 years. And I hope you know we have this you know conversations going through and through always. So we believe that we are the this is the only beginning, and the story is great. You know we have a strong growth journey. We are working. We are very focused and with respect to what we are doing. And we also hope, as you are hoping, we also hope that everything falls in the right place. We are not going overboard with respect to or any of the expenses or any of you know when it comes to hiring also we are very very calculating. Being a family business now, we always have that a bit of a conservative mindset that you know we also first look into what is the ROI and what the penetration should be and what the expense with respect to that should be. So but simultaneously yes, we want to grow in a very very systematic fashion. So I would like to thank you all again, once again. Thank you so much for fetching time out. Yeah? Hoping to see you guys soon.
Thank you, and with that, we conclude the call.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.